By 1978, Motorsport faced its first existential crisis. The CSL was too old, and production problems kept the M1 from meeting its 79 homologation target. Motorsport needed a hit, and fast. Over gin tonics at a Munich bar, Jochen Nierpasch and Max Mosley devised a one-make series pitting F1 drivers against those from Touring Car and GT, using M1s on Formula One weekends. Bernie Ecclestone supported the idea, and the M1 Pro Car Series was born. Body shells were built at Ital Design with road-going M1s, then went to three different shops, BMW Motorsport, Osella in Italy, and Project 4 in England, to be assembled according to detailed instructions. The car featured a shrieking 470 horsepower from the M88 engine. The one shown here, originally chassis 033, is one of the first 25, completed just before the first 1979 race. It was driven by Dutchman Teune Hazemans, finishing second of 19 pro cars at Zandvoort, and then fourth and ninth at Monaco and Donington, respectively. At Silverstone, he crashed, damaging the front end. To make the Hockenheim round 2 weeks later, some rapid chassis swapping took place, skirting the customs bond for moving the car across international borders. So the 033 chassis was restamped 075 and spent the rest of 1979 as a spare. In 81, the team sold it to American Donald Duncan, who raced it only once. The next owner was BMW of San Francisco's Henry Schmidt, who raced it at many North American tracks. Schmidt sold the Pro Car to Bill Glavin, who restored it with son Billy in Mooresville, North Carolina. My dad and I wanted to repaint the car in its 1979 livery. Luckily, we both like it, Billy says. The Pro Car returned to action at the HSR Classic 24 at Daytona in 2020, winning its class. To me, the Pro Car series is the greatest single-make race series ever, so owning a piece of it is amazing, Bill says. Our car finished well and shared the track with greats like Lauda, Stuck, and Andretti. It's an honor to preserve it. It's the crown jewel of our collection.